to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Build your hopes. Build your hopes. Ooh, how you ever thought about building hopes? Brother, you've restored my hope. Build your hopes on things eternal. Even Paul got disgusted with, he said, I had hoped better for you. And let me tell you, you can't hope for other people. I've learned that a long time ago. You hope for other people. I hoped you'd done better than that. I hope you're going to get hurt. You got to build your hopes on things eternal. Acts chapter 27, verse 14. This is a passage of scripture. Paul is a prisoner going to be tried for serving the Lord. And they're in the midst of a storm. But not long after, there arose against it a tempest, a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we made much work to come by the boat, which then they that had laid up had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands. Everyone say quicksands. Lest we should fall into the quicksand, strake sail or took down the sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. I want to speak from this thought, the quicksands of life. The quicksands of life. God, I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm like Brother Douglas this morning. Hallelujah. I'm just glad to be here. Hallelujah. I couldn't help but admire him worshiping this morning. Just thankful to another day to praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day, God. Maybe a rainy day, but it's your day. Hallelujah. You said rejoice in every day. Let everything that has breath praise your name. And David said, your praise shall continually be upon my lips. Bless us today as we endeavor to go deeper into your word and pull us out of the sands of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you this morning. You may be seated. Quicksands. Quicksands. Not quickcrete. Quicksands. Quicksands is this deep mass of fluidy like sands that's wet and it slowly submerges anything that tries to rest upon it. It's a slow going down. Then why do they call it quicksand? I'll give anybody other than my wife, who I've already shared this with. Why do they call it quicksands? If in the back. In the back. A little further back. Yeah, you. The more you move, the faster you sink. Unstable. Any other ones? Quicksands. But I just said you go down slowly. That's the definition. Boy, I'm going to look smart this morning. Only place in the Bible that the word quicksands is used is right here, because the word quick means living. And it is the living sands that will swallow you up. It's not based on how quick you go down. It's based upon it's living and it's swallowing and it's devouring. You ever cut your fingernails too close and got them in a quick? They come alive. They come alive. And so it is, we find that even Sarah's womb was dead and the Lord quickened it, that it became alive and she conceived a child. So it is that Paul writes that it is he that will quicken you who were dead in trespasses and sins. And if that spirit which was in Christ, which raised him from the dead, be in you, also it shall quicken you. And he shall be the judge of the quick and the dead, or the living and the dead. So I want to talk about the quicksands, the living sands of life. Are you with me now? Good. And my first memory of quicksands is, I probably shouldn't have been watching it. Y'all forgive me. I'm sorry. But I was young and dumb, but I was watching Tarzan. He could yodel and swim vines, you know. And one, I didn't know there's a platform there. I learned later. I hated to find out that he wasn't real. Just, I thought he was really doing it. But I remember they traveling along through the jungle. You ever watch Tarzan? Let's get a confession from a preacher. Okay. They were traveling along, you know, in the Congos or wherever they filmed this thing. It's probably up in Arizona somewhere. But anyway, they were traveling around, you know, and this one guy would kind of veer off, you know, and all of a sudden he'd step into the quicksand. And I remember, and he looked at his feet. He thought he'd go forward, and his feet began to submerge, and they began to go deeper. And before long, he's up to his ankles, and he's like not real concerned, but he decided to try to make it to the other side. And as he moved, he just went deeper. Then he decided, I'm not going to make it. He's going to go backwards. And I remember as he tried to go backwards, he would just go down, and he'd go down. So he reached for things on the side of the banks to pull on them, only to find out they snapped. And he was going down. You ever watch Tarzan? Well, that was a big thing when I was your age now. Y'all into Spider-Man and all that kind of stuff. No. Whatever y'all are into, you were into Spider-Man. You just grew up out of Spider-Man. But he was going down and everything was breaking. I'm glad y'all are sitting there. I got somebody to talk to again. And it was, he was just going down. And before long, he began to cry out for help, help, help. He finally realized, I can't do this. I can't get out. Because the more he moved, as they said, the lower he went. And so he's almost gone, you know, and he's up to his chest. And finally, the friends come, and they're laying. I'll never forget. They're laying down, and they're pulling. But he's pulling them in. And before long, they like, I'm sorry, but good old Joe. And they let him go. And I'll never forget, it was like, you know, as a kid, that was disturbing. Y'all see all kinds of stuff, but it was disturbing. And before long, all you saw was his hands and his fingers, and he was gone. The living, the quick sands of life had swallowed him. And in our text, we find that Paul is a prisoner on a journey to another country for a trial, and the ship and the mariners have encountered this huge storm that they have lost control of their ship, and they tried to navigate the ship, but they could not. So they realized that they were passing by an island called Clauda that had these quicksands, and they knew the perils of the living sands. They knew the perils of the living sands. He said there were quicksands there. And what they were afraid of, my brothers and sisters, was that they were afraid that if the ship rested on the quicksands and the tide went out or the winds went a different direction, they would be left on top of the quicksands. And before long, they couldn't get out of the boat. And the ship itself would begin to slowly go down, and no way to get out until they would be engulfed by the living sands around that island. So they took down the mast and said, let her blow. And the next day they lightened the ship lest they stay there too long and the tide go out and catch them on the quicksands. And whether you realize it or not tonight, this morning, life is a pit full of quicksands. A pit that's full of places where you step and you cannot get out. It is a place where the living die. I would like to read to you in your hearing this morning David's story, his quicksand story. Yes, he has one. We find it in Psalms chapter 69. He says, "Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul." I'm up to my soul. "I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am coming to the deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dry. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. Where are you? They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty." And then he says this. He said, "Then I restored that which I took not away." Then I restored that which I took not away. "They that sit at the gate speak against me, and I was the song of drunkards." Oh, in the quicksands of life, he was beginning to remember, one day I was a hero, and now I'm a zero. One day I came out of the city. All I did was a rag and a rock and a stone, and I took down a giant. And they were singing, the ladies and the women had tambourines, and they were singing, "Oh, Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000. Oh, glory be to David. He ought to be the next king. He knows all kinds of stuff. He's so anointed of God." And now the drunkards are singing about. How quick life can change when you get caught in the quicksands of life. "But then I restored that which I took not away. But as for me, my prayer." He began to restore his prayer and his praise. "Amen. My prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time." Whenever you're ready, God, I want you to know I'm ready. "O God, in the multitude of thy mercies, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Lord, I'm going down. Before long, there won't be anything but my fingernail showing. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily." I'm telling my four boys right here, y'all gonna be in trouble one day. You hear me? You might not think you are, but I am telling you. I don't need to be anointed to tell you. You will mess up. You will be in trouble. And you need somebody to help you out. Sometimes you think you don't need relationships with people. You don't need, you need somebody, godly person, to help you out. Brother Kevin brings Sean. He was bringing Sean up there the other morning to pray. And the little fella, he's kind of taking charge of that little, that's his nephew. And I appreciate him so much doing that. And I couldn't help but pray an anointing on Kevin. Lord, help Kevin. Lord, give Kevin what he needs, Lord, to train this little boy up to come to church and love God. Because there's going to be a day Sean's going to say, "Uncle, what do I do now? Well, how do I get out of this now?" He has to have somebody. You need somebody in your life you can turn back to in your day of trouble when you're going down and can't get out. Say, "Oh, God, help me. I'm in trouble. Speedily, I'm going under. Oh, God, but I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. God, bring me to a solid place. I will praise the name of God with the song. I will magnify him with his thanksgiving." I'm here to tell you, if you find yourself in trouble, the best thing you can do. Are you ready for the number one thing that you can do when you find yourself in trouble? Make some vows to God. Jacob did it. It worked. He's doing it. It works. Make some vows to your God. And I don't really know who I'm talking to this morning. And maybe somebody should have been here that's not here, that's being swallowed up by the quicksands of life. But I want to tell you that are listening this morning that hell has opened up its mouth, the Bible says, and enlarged itself to swallow you up. Hallelujah. Hell wasn't intended for you. It was intended for the devil and his angels. But I want to remind you that there was a time when you think you got it down. You think you know everything. You know, you start out playing in the sandboxes of life. And you got your little shovel and your little rake. And there you are, your little sunglasses on. And life, you don't even know what's going on in life. And you're sitting there playing with the sand and doodling around. Little do you know, later on, those sands turn on you. And now somebody else needs a shovel to get you out. Hallelujah. Sandboxes of life turn into the sand pits of life. And as many times as a child, the things you experiment with, I'm glad you boys are sitting here. Hallelujah. A lot of things you'll experiment with when you get old, you can't quit. Just gonna try it, now you can't quit it. Just wanted to inquire, and now you can't quit it. Thought you'd just see what it's about, now you can't quit it. And the things you do early in life as a child in the sandboxes of life becomes the sand mire and the quicksands of an adult. Oh my God. Sinking, I'm here to tell you, is a terrible thing. It is a terrible thing to feel like you're sinking. Help me. He said, I am in trouble. Amen. Sometimes when you first step into that thing, it's like I remember that guy stepping in there. He thought, no problem. It's just a little bit of mud. No problem. I can handle this. I can do this all by my own. I don't need any help and so forth. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes you wake up waist deep at life. Are you hearing me? Waist deep at life. A man is promised maybe 70 years, and you wake up at 35, and you're this deep in sand. And realizing I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I've spent 35, 40, 42, 48 years of my life, and I'm not going anywhere. Trapped by your own devices. And you wake up and realize that half your life is gone and you're waist deep in the pits of life. And as you grasp for other things along the bank, you'll find they will all fail you. Hear me this morning, somebody. The friends that you relied on. Oh, I got friends. Oh, yeah, right. I got friends. Yeah, but those friends, let me tell you, they're going to reach, let me know if you need anything. Yeah, you know, nice knowing him. Some of them will hold on a little bit longer till they touch what you're touching and say, no, don't drag me into it. You know what I'm talking about? I don't like it when people tell me, hey, I want to tell you something, but don't tell them I told you because I don't want to be drug into it. Then what'd you tell me for? I'm going to drag you in it too. Don't help me at a distance. Get in there with me. I've been through everything from church trouble to all kinds of trouble. And people want to help you at a distance. Get in there with me and help me. Get in the trenches with me. That's what Jesus did for you. They nailed his hands instead of yours. It was your sins and they nailed his hands. Hallelujah. I like people that roll up their sleeves and say, I'm with you all the way. That's what I like. It's hard to find that loyalty, brother. There's no loyalty in the land. And I know we're just living our lives and having a good time, but I'm here to tell you sooner or later you're going to need to stand on something solid. You're going to need to stand on something solid. In that pit, there's nothing solid to stand on. That's the problem. There's nothing. There's not a bottom to it. Oh, Lord. And I know that we're just, you know, I don't want to play church either. I don't want to play church. I don't want to act church. I want to be the church. Hallelujah. I want to be the church. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. No wonder Jesus said, he that seeks to save his life shall lose it, but he that loses his life shall save it. The time will come when the quick shall be the dead and the dead shall be the quick. Those that are dead in Christ are coming alive. And those that thought they were living are going to go to the place where the worm never dies. I want to offer somebody this morning hope. The song says, build your hopes on things eternal. I want to offer you, sir. I want to offer you, ma'am, hope. Amen. You got to realize when you're going down, the last thing you lose is your voice and your mind and your eyes and your hands. And that's what he wants. Are you hearing me? That's what God wants. David said, I will lift up mine eyes. I'm this deep. I'm going, but I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. I will raise my hands unto thine holy oracle. Hallelujah. I'm going to use what I got left and I'm going to worship the Lord. What David said, I will restore what I did not lose. I'm going to get my praise back. I'm going to get my prayer life back. I'm going to get my worship back. Hallelujah. I'm going to start praising the Lord. Hallelujah. I may be going down, but I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow. Hallelujah. I want them to come this morning. I want them to come this morning. David said, hear my supplications when I cry unto thee. I lift up my hands toward thy holy hills. Amen. In my distress, he said, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. David said, save me. I'm up to my soul. Anybody? You know, you're not ever going to get saved till you get it up to your soul. Till you get sick of the world and the things of the world and you realize that, I'll never forget the message you preached right here, and you held up these little trinkets that came from Mardi Gras or beads or whatever, and you said the same words he said, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And you held that up. Until you get up to your soul and realize nothing else matters but my soul. How deep do you have to be before you realize I'm up to my soul?